and welcome to Mystery Beers episode number 258 of
Brutal Battle. So, sorry, the first episode of the Mystery Holiday Beers didn't go as you necessarily wanted.
Yeah.
But this is a fresh one.
Okay.
We've got two more beers in front of us, and these look different.
Yeah.
As far as, like, the contrast between coloration, a little bit different, but let's just get into it. More holiday beers. Let's go.
So this one...
A is looking what?
A looks like reddish brown. Like, it could be a brown ale. Like, reddish brown.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of red to it. Swirl it up. A little tannish coloration on the head.
What is that?
I'm waiting on you. Go ahead. Tell me what you get. I know what I get out of it.
It's because you know what it is.
It's not because I know what it is.
Oh.
It's because I feel like I just smell something strongly.
I smell orange.
Okay. Yeah, I can see some orange in there. Definitely.
A little cherry.
Definitely. That was the thing I was picking up on most. Felt like I was getting a lot of cherry initially in the smell. When you said orange, I could definitely see the orange in there as well.
It's definitely, I mean, it's fruity.
It smells really clean.
It does. And there's some sweetness.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's like medium sweet to me. It's not like heavy sweetness, but it's not like super light.
Maybe a little honey?
Yeah, I could definitely see some honey in there.
It, like, is, give me, I know it's not Mad Elf, but it's giving me Mad Elf vibes.
How do you know it's not Mad Elf?
Because you said it was a beer, all these beers you haven't had before.
Maybe I forgot I had Mad Elf.
No, you wouldn't have forgotten you had Mad Elf.
Yeah. I see what you're saying, that it smells like that.
Yeah,
though.
But it's lighter. Like, Mad Elf, I feel like, is more, like, rich.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And this is, like, lighter.
I agree with that. Definitely.
I like it. It smells good.
Yeah, it does smell really good.
It smells a little, like, bready or biscuity.
Okay. Yeah, I do really like the smell on this one. Already promising more than the last two did. It does smell good.
Mmm, I kind of like that.
Ooh, that is good. It's like, it's like sweet but not sweet.
Yeah, it's not, I don't know what it is. But knowing what it tastes like, I don't know if I would, like, gravitate towards this, but I feel like it's, like, the perfect holiday beer.
It's good.
Because you get, like, those, good. Like, it reminds me of, like, a fruitcake in the best way possible.
Okay. Yeah. Specific fruits, specific
Yeah, I mean,
flavors,
definitely the cherry, definitely orange. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I'm getting any spices.
There's a bitterness to it, but honestly, there's not as much of a bitterness as I thought there would be based off of the other flavors at play.
It's balanced, though.
Yeah.
Because you have, like, the sweetness, a little bitterness, a little fruity, definitely, like, the honey I'm getting. I like this.
Well, and it's weird, too, because, like, when I first sip it, I'm getting a decent amount of sweetness, and I'm like, oh, like, I feel like it builds, but then real quick it, like, retreats. And so, like, the way it starts with the sweetness, you think it's going to be overly sweet because it's going to build to that point, but it doesn't. It just, like, starts and then goes away, and it's, I like that about it. That goes back to what you're saying about being really well balanced. This is a good beer.
I don't know what it is.
I do like it. This is very good for the season.
Yeah, it's very good for the season.
This is a good one. Okay. I'm going to set that one aside. We're going to move on to beer B.
Okay. So, as soon as Carlin brought this out, I was like, this looks like it's on nitro, because it has the creamiest head.
It is a very creamy head. It literally looks like the head that you see in the commercials of Guinness.
Oh, yeah.
It really does.
And it's dark, too.
Dark beer. Definitely a dark beer.
But, like, it coats the sides of your glass.
What if this is just Guinness?
That's not holiday beer.
But it's just holiday Guinness.
Holiday Guinness.
They just call it holiday Guinness because they put it in a different
bottle.
Oh,
wow. This is like chocolate peppermint.
Oh, you pick up on that?
It's so pepperminty.
Yeah.
It smells like crushed up Thin Mints.
Yeah, because there's a really nice chocolate with it. The first thing that does hit me is that very strong peppermint, but then the chocolate comes in right after it. And I gotta say, it does smell very creamy.
It does smell very creamy. This is definitely on nitro. It's definitely like a chocolate peppermint nitro stout.
I think this smells very good.
I like it. I do enjoy the smell. I'm not, like, huge on peppermint and chocolate together.
Yeah.
Unpopular opinion.
There is, to me, there is, like, a little bit on the end of the smell, like a roasty coffee. Just very light. Sure.
Yeah. It smells really good.
Yeah, it does smell pretty awful.
I can't get anything other than the chocolate and the peppermint, though.
That is really smooth. That is really smooth.
It's definitely. I really am actually enjoying this more than I thought I would. Because the peppermint is like in check.
Yeah. It smells a lot stronger than it tastes, yeah. Peppermint-wise.
Which I am enjoying. If you're probably a big peppermint person, you're probably going to be a little disappointed.
Sure.
Yeah,
if you wanted to go like super bold on the peppermint.
But yeah. For me in a beer, this is just the right amount. I think it tastes... I mean, it's definitely a chocolate peanut. I was going to say chocolate peanut butter.
Chocolate peanut
butter. Because there's so many chocolate peanut butter beers. Definitely chocolate peppermint.
Yeah, I feel like it's like medium-low bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, sorry, I was going to say it is medium-low bitterness, but I was going to say medium-low peppermint.
Yeah.
Definitely like medium-low.
I'm not getting any bitterness.
Again, I feel like beer A... It's pretty well balanced.
Yeah, these are both better than the last two years we had.
Yeah, this is a really strong showing.
Yeah.
And the creaminess is so great.
I love the creaminess.
There's a decent amount of chocolate. Like, the peppermint definitely shines more than the chocolate does to it, but the chocolate is, like, a nice kind of undertone.
This is a great, like, dessert beer without being too desserty.
Is this one very much of the season?
It's very much of the season.
This is perfect. So these are two great for the season ones.
They are.
Okay. So let's go ahead and start rating these bad boys.
This is kind of hard.
Just to give you a reference, the Ithaca and the Victory from last episode, you gave 4s.
Okay.
So
I think I'm going to give them both 6s.
Okay. Rebecca's going 6s on both of these. Let me get back to this.
I don't really know which one I like more. I like them both for different reasons.
I do like them both. I think they're both pretty well done.
Yeah. I'm really interested to see who did these.
I'm going to go a 6 on A. It is really good.
Yeah, I really like it.
And I'm going to go a 5 on B.
Okay, so you like A more.
Yes, I do. So obviously A is the winner, B is the loser, but actually...
I have, what, half a point?
Yeah, 5.5. That's still really good for the show, honestly.
It's very good for the show, and it's pretty close.
It's a good beer, man. I'm excited about that one. Okay, you ready, Don? Vale?
So this is what I think is chocolate peanut... Chocolate peanut... Peppermint.
You can't stop.
Okay, it's nitro. I was right.
Yep.
It's candy cane. Imperial?
What's the... I don't know what the ABV is. What is it?
It's very thin to be imperial, I feel like.
Yeah, it also tastes light on alcohol.
Okay, so it is by Left Hand Brewing Company. It is their candy cane imperial peppermint milk stout.
Oh, so like the creaminess. I forgot it was a milk stout.
It's a 16-ounce can. Do you know the ABV?
No.
Just guess.
Well, based off your reaction, it's probably like 9-something, but it tastes
what
like...
What does it taste like?
It tastes like it's like 6.5.
It's 9.5.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Read that.
I mean, I believe you.
I would never guess that.
All right, this one's dangerous. Like, super dangerous. You could pound this and have no idea.
It is the perfect holiday beer for that reason.
Yeah, especially when you have to deal with your family.
Yes, yes. Like, people want to get drunk for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's like a good, it would be a good dessert, you know, wind down, get a little toasty at the end of the night.
Yeah. Wait, and where's Left Hand out of?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't
They're
look,
out of...
I've never seen that beer, never heard of it.
Longmont, Colorado.
I like it. It's tasty.
Yeah, I had to pick it up because I'm like, oh, it's like candy cane themed. It's like striped like a candy cane, the can.
Yeah.
Like, I got to do it.
It's
and
like
I,
so holiday-y.
I was like, I feel like Rebecca may very well not like it because I know how you are about mint in beer. But I was like, I just have to because it's so holiday-y.
So holiday-y.
So, but it panned out well.
So, yeah, I would say if you can get your hands on this.
It's definitely
tasty.
Good. And when I was cracking it open out in the kitchen, I was afraid you heard the nitro activate because it did like this weird gurgling that like, you know, that's like what nitro sounds like. But I think there was enough noise being made
by the cat
that she kind of covered it up. But you guessed it immediately when you saw the head.
I mean, the head was, like, unmistakable.
Yeah, it's dead giveaway, like, if you know what...
I mean, I didn't know for sure, but I was like, it looks pretty...
Yeah, like, super creamy.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the winner?
Like I said, I think, like, you could be disappointed if you're looking for a strong peppermint.
Yeah.
But definitely. It's good.
But yeah, if you're someone who just likes a little bit of peppermint and a decent chocolate to it and very creamy.
Yeah, I wish there was a little more body to it.
Yeah, I could see that. Which, it's just weird that it doesn't have more body when it's 9.5. Like, you would think it would. I don't know.
I know, the thin mouthfeel is...
Okay, then the winner. Overall of 6, which is real good.
This is a bottle.
It's a bottle.
Interesting. Bell's at a Comstock, Michigan Christmas ale. It is Scotch ale. That's all it says.
Yeah, it's just a Scotch ale.
A traditional Scotch ale is rich and malty with notes of caramel and warm finish, certain to make any occasion festive or at least a little bit more bearable. Enjoy with the company of friends and family. It is 7.5%.
So, I feel like a lot of the times that, like, I felt this way for a while, that, like, Bell's beers are way overhyped.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, this beer...
Yeah, it's tasty.
This is probably the most impressive beer I've had by Bell's.
I haven't had Bell's in a long time.
I mean, the big one that's, like, super overhyped is, like, their Two-Hearted Ale, which is an IPA. I mean, it's good, but, like, people are like, oh, man, it's, like, one of the best IPAs. I mean...
Well, it might have been for its time. It's been around for a while, though.
I still think Pliny the Elder's one of the best IPAs, to be honest. It's still a wonderful IPA, but yeah, this much better than the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
I delivered.
Yeah.
I don't know where the next episode's going from there.
Yeah, you never know.
Because, like, again, I haven't had any of these.
Yeah.
So, we try it. Okay, so since we didn't do the stuff on the last one, we should do it for this one. If you want to reach out to us, you can email us, brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. Help us by rating and reviewing us through whatever podcatcher you use. Apple Podcasts helps us the most. You can get back episodes at brutalbattle.com, or you can go to archive.org and search Brutal Battle, and all the stuff will come up there. You can be our virtual drinking buddies if you become friends with us on Untappd. I am Carlton Malibu, all one word.
RubyReb62.
And then Instagram.
Brutal Battle Podcast.
All right. So we're in the thick of the holiday beers. Let's do another one in a week.
I'm going to want to do more.
I know. I was already having that feeling that you're going to demand more after the next episode. Especially because when we're recording this, it's mid-November.
Yeah, so we have plenty of time.
Right. So, but we also have something else.
It's actually, that's holidays.
I mean, it's holiday themed. It's not really, like, the beers aren't really holiday.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's still a holiday.
Anyway, people will see what we're doing there. But... thank you, everyone, for listening to this, and until next time,
keep it brutal.